Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another fun, exciting episode of the Wicked Wild Campfire Tales. Podcast where we talk about weird stuff. And sometimes uncomfortable things, or sometimes the things you need to know. As always, joining me is Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
Not bad. Not really sure what that opening was all about.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Say you're a little boy, right? And you're just trying to find a place to play. And hark, what is this you wonder upon? It's a cornfield. Are you going to go play in that cornfield?
I have played in cornfields when I was a young child. So,
did anything happen to you in them cornfields?
No, nothing really happened. So, I got some scratches from the stiffer corn, but you know,
were you like rolling around the corn?
No, some of the stalks are stiff, you know.
Yeah, but was it like you play like, into them?
Yeah, we used to play like hide and seek in the cornfield.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Also joining us is Jamie. How are you doing, Jamie?
Doing okay.
Jamie, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Say you're lost along the highway. Car runs out of gas. And you pull upon a foreboding cornfield. Mm-hmm. You can't see where this cornfield ends. Are you going to try to run across that
cornfield? No. The answer is no. Before you even finish, I'm not going anywhere near a cornfield that I can't tell the beginning or the end or...
You would assume that if I just walk straight between
just
rows.
But I'll get to the
other
side.
Eventually, I'll get somewhere, right?
No, I'm not entering the cornfield. No.
Wow. Well, maybe tonight I'll about change your mind. Maybe I'll entice
about
you...
About entering or not entering?
About entering and the things you may find. As we know, last week in the main show, we talked about Children of the Corn. And what did you know? The fine folks in Germany have a very large lore on corn demons. They are known as, and I'm to the people of Germany, I will apologize to you tonight because I'm about to just butcher the ever-loving shit out of your language. But they call them Feldgeisters. Which translates to field spirits. But what we're going to talk about is a subsect of those field spirits known as corn daemons, which is corn demons. So I legit found corn demons.
Yeah.
Now,
of course you did.
I did. Now, you will find that there are some benign corn demons, the Germans believe, that just cause lightning and rain. But a lot of these tend to reside in cornfields. They tend to take the shape of something else. And there's a bunch of them that seem to be obsessed with stealing children who like to play in cornfields. So I'm going to go through a list of these and we'll see what you guys think. How does that sound?
All right.
Sounds good.
The first corn demon we're going to discuss is the Roggenwolf.
Roggenwolf. We're in for a whole episode of you saying these words that you can't.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. It is a corn demon shaped like a wolf, and he likes to stalk the rows for unsuspecting children to steal them and eat them.
It's just like a regular wolf.
Well, it's a demon who lives in corn who takes the shape of a wolf.
Or it's probably just like a wolf. Like a regular
guys, stop.
Wolf.
I can't. Please stop saying wolf.
Are you saying it's like a wolf who is not a demon, but just likes to steal and eat children in cornfield?
Exactly. It's just a regular wolf.
Yeah, but like, don't you think they would better take care of that wolf?
Not if it's a fast wolf.
I hate
that. No, that's true. Wolf. That's true. They tend to, if you have a Roggenwolf in your field, he tends to have a couple benign friends who, for some reason, these are corn demons that like to hang around it, but they don't do anything. They just kind of like live in the corn. And that is a Urban's Bar, which is a corn demon shaped like a bear, and a Schoenisel, which is shaped as a donkey. Jeez.
So wait, all these exist together? You say
yeah, like they kind of hang out together. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes.
So they're like a wolf's pack.
Yeah, but it's just one wolf.
But they're not wolves.
Well, one of them's a wolf. And the other is a bear and a donkey.
Which, guys, what's the plural of wolf?
Wolves.
Wolves.
Wait, so I'm sorry. Eli, please say it again for me.
Wolves. It's a pack of wolves. You know what? I'm going to put a Roggen wolf in your cornfield.
I want one.
Sometimes, though, those demons can be chased out by another demon, which is in the shape of a cat, and its German name is Kornkatze. Kornkatze. But it doesn't really care as much about the corn, but these flowers, these like blue flowers that grow around corn called cornflowers, children that specifically are looking for cornflowers, the Kornkatze will steal it, and they don't know what happens to the children then.
Kornkatze.
Yeah, Kornkatze. So like, you're just, imagine you're just walking in a cornfield looking for blue cornflowers for some reason, and you see a big demonic cat who wants to steal you, but you don't, you know, are you going to fight
it? It's just a corn cat.
There's no such thing as a corn cat unless it's a demon corn cat.
A demon corn cat hanging out with a demon corn wolf and a demon corn donkey and a demon corn bear.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of regular animals living in the cornfield. Like,
well, see, you say that, but there are some that have powers. There's also a corn demon who he doesn't steal or hurt children. He just likes to make corn grow. He prefers to take on the shape of a cow. And do you want to know what his name is?
Corn cow.
Corn cow.
No, he's a corn steer.
All right. Wait, still existing in the same world as these other? Or is this a different
demon? They say typically the benign ones will just hang out in the fields with other benign ones or maybe other predatory ones. But you don't have too many predatory corn demons living in the same corn pasture.
I'm sorry, this might be a really dumb question, but a benign demon, is it just an animal?
It's not a demon. Yeah, it's like,
well, they say it's a demon, but they're like, it's benign.
But it
doesn't even make any sense.
Maybe it's like a Disney cartoon and it doesn't want to be a demon, you know? It wants to change its stripes, you know?
But it, all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a Disney movie right now where Quasimodo, he didn't want to be ugly.
That's not the same thing.
He ended up getting a really he got like a really good looking girlfriend, Esmeralda.
I don't think that's the same thing.
And he was No, Esmeralda went with that night.
I was gonna say, I don't even think he ended
Quasimodo up with didn't get the girl. He died alone. Never mind. I can't think of a good one. Okay, whatever. You know what? All right. So have any of those corn demons scared you?
They haven't scared me. I want some of them. I want a corn cat and a corn wolf.
It's easy. Just get a cornfield and put some animals in it.
Well, they're not going to be demon animals.
Neither are these.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'll change your mind with this next one.
Okay.
Now, this specific type of corn demon, the males and the females are very different. These are called, the male is the Hofferbach, and the female is the Habergeeb. These are corn demons shaped like goats. The only thing the men do, they like to help the corn grow.
That seems fun.
Mm-hmm. And it looks just like our regular goat.
Uh-oh.
But
I got something for Eli then.
God forbid.
I have this one always.
Those are all, you know, I don't know. You know what? The female, though, the Habergeeb, that is the most fearsome of corn demons. You'll know that you've walked upon a female corn demon goat because it typically only has three legs.
Mm.
And if you see it, you know that it brings bad luck and you will have bad luck. But if you see it in the springtime and when it looks at you, if it screams, then you're going to have some really, really bad luck. But that's not all. Some people who don't believe in the power of the Habergeeb, when they see it and it makes it scream at them, for some reason, it was a popular thing in Germany to imitate this demon and scream back at it.
Oh, boy.
When you would do that, it will hunt you down, scratch you with its hooves, and then eat you.
Scratch you with... No. Okay.
The demon goat.
Yeah.
And then if it really doesn't like you, it won't give you a quick death, but instead, every doorway you walk through, it will appear like it's hanging itself and bloody, and you will get goat demon blood on you.
That's ignorant.
Yeah, right.
Why are all these corn demons animals?
I don't know. They just
corn?
They like to take the shape because corn can't walk. So it looks silly if like corn's walking. You know? Hey, then also apparently this demon finds it offensive if you look out your window at night. So apparently it will run around the farms that are around its cornfield. And if it catches anybody with its head out with their head out at the window at night, it will run up and slap you real hard and slap you back in your house.
Wait, the goat?
Yeah, the female goat corn slaps demon. You. Yeah, for sticking your head out your window at night.
The three-legged
yep.
corn yeah. goat
uh-huh.
demon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Slaps you.
Yeah. Slaps you with yeah. one hoof.
Yeah. And God forbid when it's running its hellish amok, if you ever stumble upon it in a cornfield in a row, because if you see it, it will be very upset and it will cause all your corn to spoil. It will force your cows to lose weight until they cannot produce milk. It will make it where you cannot get a lot of hay, and it will make the winter very long for you. And if it really doesn't like you, it will steal your children and have you watch as it beats them around the face until they die and then eat them.
Jesus criminy, this thing. Yeah.
How do you get on its bad side? Just by looking out the window?
Or just looking at it while it's walking around your cornfield.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you scared of that corn demon? That's a crazy one, right?
I mean, no.
Crazy something.
How scary would it be, right, if it's in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, what's this? I hear a noise on my farm.
There's a cute goat. There's a cute goat.
You open your window. Oh, it wouldn't be cute. No, because you'd open your window, stick your hat out the window, and you would just see a three-legged goat beeline towards you and just jump up and bitch slap you back into your house.
All right. Ironically, and this was not planned because I didn't know we were going to be discussing a three-legged goat, but I'm wearing my three-legged dog supporter hoodie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a
three-legged goat shirt. No, it's a tripod. It's a tripod hoodie. But
see what they did there.
Yeah.
See what they did there.
I don't know. I like this goat. I like this slapping three-legged goat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, you know what? I mean, like, you just have a vendetta against goats. You just hate goats.
I don't want anybody slapping. If my farm, if I were to look at my window at night, I'll be damned if a goat's gonna smack me in the face for doing it.
I'd for sure drop a bunch of these off at your farm.
Give me the next corn animal.
They're not even worth. So there's also the Gytridaehan.
Okay.
That is a corn demon that likes to take the shape of a rooster.
My God.
And all it wants to do is hide amongst the corn and wait for unsuspecting children to walk through the row, where it will then proceed to knock them down and peck their eyes out.
Jesus Christ.
So it likes to blind children.
So someone just let like all their farm animals out into their cornfield and then just started calling them demons roaming through the.
No, these are like demons that took over and take the shape of an animal.
Okay.
The next one that I'd like to go over, maybe my most favorite. This corn demon goes by the name of Ragenmume.
That's not it.
I don't think that's how you pronounce that. Ragenmume.
No, I like Mume. I like Mume.
Mume.
Which is German for riant. This corn demon likes to take the shape of a woman, except her fingertips are on fire. She does not wear a shirt because she has such large and long boobs that in order for her to walk around, she has to throw them over her shoulder. her nipples are made of iron.
Wow.
And they leak.
So are they heavy?
Uh-huh. And they leak. Well, they also leak tar, so they're filled with tar.
Wow.
So she doesn't wear a shirt. She runs and walks with her boobs over her shoulder. She also likes to carry a birch whip that when she cracks it, shoots lightning and thunder.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Now.
At people's crotches? Does she shoot it at crotches?
Well, she really has a thing against children.
Oh, okay.
Because what she likes to do is take the shape of many animals and hide amongst cornfield to trick children to come pet her. And then when the children like, go...
Why is that bear got long iron tits over there?
But then when the children walk over to pet that, she steals the children and take back to her corn lair. And then that night...
Corn lair.
Yeah. Okay. Then that night, she will then take a changeling, which is like an impish demon spirit that she births. She will take it and sneak into that child's house and put it in their bed. So that way, their parents will have a lifelong torment. She then returns... First off,
who's having sex with this long-breasted lady? That's what I'd like to know.
I think she's like a worm and she's asexual, has sex with herself.
It's like...
And has babies.
A little thing pops out.
I'm just thinking that like everything she shapeshifts, all the animals she shapeshifts into, but the boobs don't shape him.
They literally have to. Like
that's like a rooster with really long boobs. Like,
and that farmer's like, I didn't think.
Chickens like, I remember buying that rooster.
Like, yeah. Dragging on the floor behind it.
It's like sitting on the fence and they're like off the fence.
They're like they're curled up in a big boob. Yeah. So when she after she takes the changeling and puts in the child's bed, she then returns back to her corn lair, where she then takes...
I like how she's a corn lair.
Yeah,
like,
she has a corn lair. Like
her arch enemy is melted butter. You know.
Well,
what I mean?
Hey, it gets worse. Where she spends the night forcing the child to drink the tar from her iron nipple, and then once they are too full of tar to run away, she then proceeds to spend the rest of the night beating them with her boobs. They say she'll just flop them all over them and beat them and bloody them and bruise them all up.
This and might then, be one of my favorite things you've ever told me about.
Hey, it gets worse. Then when the child is
worse or better?
Both.
Depends on if you're the kid or not, I guess.
Then when the child is too weak to stand, she puts them in her butter churn and proceeds to churn them child butter. Yeah.
The butter.
Oh, we watched a movie where she did that.
Yeah. And then also, if there's no children around, she will then eat the corn, but she will threaten farmers that if they let the corn crop go bad, then she will punish them by beating them with her boobs.
She's doing a lot here. I'm a little there's a lot going on.
But there's apparently one of the things is like children have ran from her and they said the only thing that has saved them is that obviously when she runs, she has to throw her boobs over her shoulder. But sometimes she gets her boobs stuck in things and that's how they manage to get away.
I can't. This might be like the funniest thing you've ever mentioned on here. But OK,
I could buy it like a stuffed animal or an action figure of this, I would.
Of this lady.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to change my background, but I really don't want to do any searches related to this right now.
I didn't even think to look up pictures.
What's the name again? What's
it is? It's spelled R.
Say it. I want to say it. I want to search for what you say. I want to search for how you pronounce it.
Rogan Mume.
Mume. I love the Mume.
Rogan Mume. I don't know German.
Rogan Mume.
Rogan Mume.
Let's just call her Mume for short.
Yeah. Mume or Rogan.
No, Mume, because it sounds like a mom, like, you know, like something you would call like a grandmother or a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
All right.
Like a witchy, Mume.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
We're giving her a new name, regardless.
Mume at it again.
Do you find her, Jeff?
I did find some Mume
pictures. Big, long boobs?
Yeah. Yeah. They're quite the sight here.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Ironically, when I typed it in the way you said it, it didn't find any results, but it suggested the correct one.
Whoa! Well, that was a three boobs.
Oh, whoa.
And she's got cornstalk arms.
That's actually kind of cool. That's a lot cooler than like...
And here's apparently somebody hand drew one for some reason.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you draw Roggen Mume.
Now I'm looking her up too, because like that just intrigued my.
I would not, for all of you listeners out there, if you're, do not search this on your work computer.
Just don't Google long boobs.
Yeah, there are some, there are some crazy drawings of Mume. She's like,
I don't know what would be worse, having giant long boobs or iron nipples that constantly leak tar.
Iron nipples for sure.
The iron nipples must, I mean, God, they gotta be so heavy, like, no?
I think so. I mean, she beats children to with her boobs, so
that, yeah, I mean,
they must have some weight behind it.
That's pretty badass.
I mean, is does that anybody why use Mume as
like out? There? No, it said her boobs are stretched out because they're filled with tar.
I probably get in the guy. It has to be
because of the iron, too. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's seems...
well, yeah, but how much can an iron nipple weigh?
A lot.
Is it iron heavy, or am I just,
oh, yeah, but like, unless she has a giant nipple, yeah,
but
right.
It's just a nipple,
yeah, just a nipple,
just an areola.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I guess I see what you're saying. How much could it possibly? I mean, it's just all that time. It's just constantly weighed. It's like little by little, it's and then the tar. Rusty. Tar is heavy.
Oh, that's, I mean, true.
That's, you know, that's true. Building up. It's just like,
that's true. And if you're a kid, she hits you with it. Now you got tetanus. You know, bad time. What if I said she has a male counterpart who he doesn't do as cool stuff?
But if he does it with his wiener.
No, that'd been funny.
That would have been, yeah, that would have been perfect. I mean, come on.
His name is Hofferman. And he, all he does is he takes the shape of a man and wears a big black hat.
In the corn? Wait, is he also in the corn?
Yep, he's in the corn. In one hand, he carries a long stick.
Okay.
In the other hand, he carries an iron shillelagh. And what he likes to do is hide the corn and steal children. Some say he just likes to steal them and keep them. Others say he steals them to take to Roggen Mume.
Oh, okay.
But his big thing is he just likes to stand in the corn until someone notices him. Because if you look into his eyes, you will die in a year and one day.
He's like, he sounds a little bit, besides that, like he sounds a little bit like the Babadook. So we got like the Babadook bringing children to Mume over here.
Mm-hmm. And think about, he has an iron shillelagh. She has iron nipples. Do you think that, you know, she like chiseled off a little bit of nip so he can make his shillelagh?
What the hell is a shillelagh?
It's like a club.
Shillelagh.
Like a stat, I guess.
Do you think she has enough iron in her nipples to make a shillelagh?
I mean, what if like the whole end of her boobs just one giant nipple?
I mean, then that's why they're hanging down to the, I think we solved it. First of all, I just want to say something here and now, since the three of us come up with great ideas, but
are you thinking a Roggen Mume movie? That definitely be NC-17.
But I'm thinking that right now we create the male demon that does this with his wiener, and his wiener is maybe iron.
Oh,
or the tip. Whatever you call
it. Oh, it'd just be the tip. It'd be real long.
Yeah.
Just the tip's iron. It
just hang. Same thing. And they're like a couple.
Or wait, instead of the wiener, would you do
wiener?
Okay, yeah, and he like whips it around and lassos people.
I see the point of the testicles. I get what you're saying, but I think wiener might be even better.
Yeah, because he can whip it around like a lasso.
Yeah,
you know, to capture.
This is fantastic.
I don't think we should have him capture children.
Yeah, maybe not, but
adults.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll say adults.
I mean, she's doing it with her boobs, so
that's true. Yeah, but that just seems less creepy. For some reason.
Well, it does, because like breastfeeding, it feels like it's where it comes from, you know, like it's like a natural, but
seems a little weird.
I want those, Jeff.
Yeah, they're like kettlebells or something.
I got another one for you that no matter how much I look, I still can't really figure out what they do.
It can't possibly get stranger from what we just discussed, though.
It does.
They
are called Haferkönig, whatever. Apparently, every time a prostitute has a child, it creates a corn demon.
Wow.
So anytime a prostitute has a child,
yep.
Mm-hmm. In the world, it creates a corn demon.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they just flock to cornfields. That's it.
Does it matter where this prostitute lives, or she has to live in the corn?
Does not appear so, because I imagine
a prostitute in New York gives birth, and then just in like Illinois,
some cornfield, corn demon shaped like a child pops up.
Hmm.
And they don't really know what they do. They're just like, they wander the fields.
So they're not demons. So what makes them a demon?
Because they were apparently just because they were a prostitute, had a child.
Okay.
If you're a retired prostitute, then have a child,
you're a ragamume.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right? Is that I mean, I'm assuming they're retired prostitutes, right?
What, ragamume?
Mumes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a prostitute with
iron nipples. Prostitute. Well, I just assumed all prostitutes had iron nipples. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know any prostitutes, so I guess.
I don't either. And I feel
all
like,
I know is, like, we don't need to bring it up, but I feel like Mume is an accurate description of Sheila.
Oh, my God. Hey, wait, you know one way how we could tell if a prostitute is Ragan Mume? Just carry a magnet, right? And like when you walk by, I'm just kind of like hover the magnet real quick by their boobs. Yeah, and if you see their boobs go, swing, then you're like,
our nipples. I'm standing at attention again.
Oh, man.
Poor Sheila. You guys are always picking on her.
I didn't say I didn't say she had iron nipples. Now,
I feel like she probably beats people with a breast and she doesn't even have to have iron nipples.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's
it's an extra $75.
Oh, that's charging you? Beat you
I'll give you the old ragamume.
Oh my God. Oh. You made what the funniest and best one on the list. You just made it weird. I don't like it.
It wasn't weird.
It was not weird. Because you're calling it a prostitute sex name. And then next thing you know, Sheila pops out a kid. And then you got another corn kid demon.
Oh, boy.
The next and last corn demon on the list, which may be my second favorite one, goes by the name of Bilwis. Bilwis.
Okay.
And this one will show up in your field as a human whose hair is very long down to its like feet.
Okay.
And it's wrapped in linen like a mummy. And it wears a little triangle hat.
Wait, so the hair is outside the mummy wrap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a mummy wrap with hair.
And like its arms are loose. Yeah. A little triangle hat. Yeah.
Wait, its arms are not wrapped?
They're loose. They're not like
a mummy. Like a mummy. Yeah, mummy.
It's not wrapped completely. Like it's each limb's wrapped.
Or it's like.
Like a horror movie
like,
mummy.
It's not mummy. It's not wrapped like a mummy. It's linen. Like you would wrap like a baby. It's loose cloth wrapped around.
The drawings made it appear like they were wrapped.
Well, whoever did those drawings are dumb.
Okay. Well, fair enough. They're dumb. Okay. And the only thing it likes to do,
it was a ragamume trick.
The only thing that Bilwis likes to do is it wanders the cornfield until someone looks at it, and then it will lay on the ground and roll all around, damaging the corn. And if you can't stop it, either by not looking at it anymore, or some people say like throw iron or things at it.
But wait. You stop it by looking away.
Yeah. Well, apparently, but it's hard to look away because it's just flopping and rolling all around your core, destroying it. And if you let it roll, it'll pick up speed until eventually it will start causing whirlwinds to form and just tear up big splotches of your corn. That's all it likes to do is just roll all around your cornfield and kill all your corn.
All right, but as lame as it is, at least it's, you know, rolling around your corn versus the benign demons who are just animals standing in the corn.
Apparently, it is bad luck while it's rolling, if any of its hair falls off and blows into your mouth.
Oh, so not just if it falls off, it has to go into your mouth.
It has to blow into your mouth.
So you have to be standing there while, okay.
I mean, how could you not be staying there watching as like this linen wrapped long haired triangle hat weirdo is flopping all over your cornfield.
I like the triangle hat detail. Where'd that come from? Why does it have a triangle?
Just where's the triangle hat?
Like a tiny triangle hat?
It's the picture I saw was just like a regular triangle hat.
What's a regular triangle hat?
Like you ever see like the American
Columbus
Revolution?
Hat? Like a Christopher
like those Columbus? 3-point hats like the American Revolution.
Oh yeah,
Christopher Columbus. Yeah, yeah. Like yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm thinking of two, but I know what you're talking about now, that triangle hat. Like, I don't know around. what what Jeff's background is supposed to be.
It's a corn roll.
I was choked to death of mine. I was not expecting that. It's a what in that?
It's a corn roll.
A corn roll. It's a
apparently, oh my god.
What a cornbread roll
demon does.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Which
fair
is
enough.
Also a hairstyle. And I did not know that that's what that hairstyle was called. I thought it was corn rose. It's corn roll.
Oh wow, interesting.
Oh,
my well, literally my rolled. Whole life.
They are rolled. Yeah,
my
right?
whole that's life. Why. I thought it was corn row. It's row. Like when I Googled corn rolls, that's what
that's
come
what
up.
You got. Yeah.
Well, see, you learn something new here every day.
Yeah. Now, out of all these demons, my thing I think we should do is if we could capture some of these and then start a wrestling league. And make these corn
demons.
I mean, they're not animals; they're demons.
But they're taking shapes of animals all the
time. Right, but they're demons. They got demon powers. Some can make corn grow.
I would, yeah. Oh, yay! I kind of wish some of them were just the shape of corn. Like that would have been a little bit more fun.
Yeah, like an actual just corn.
Who would be afraid of a giant just piece of like corn cob walking around a field? Whereas
I don't imagine they just smack you while you're walking through, like the corn, like the stalk or whatever. Is that like it just like whipped you?
Listen,
like
would you rather have a field of just corn stalks who can slap you, or a long iron cladded boobied woman?
I mean, we
beat people with her boobs.
Okay, Mume is the best, but. Yeah.
Or you could have some weirdo with long hair flopping all around your cornfield, rolling all around.
Him not as much, but Mume might be one of the coolest things that have been discussed.
Hold on a second.
You know that in the movie Sleepwalkers, somebody got killed with a corn cob.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I just had $1 million.
Of course.
Yeah. I just had another $1 million idea. Just had another $1 million.
Oh gosh, here we go.
We all know how popular Pokemon Go is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How about instead of Pokemon Go, we'll have Corn Diamond Go, right? You have to walk to an actual cornfield, but then you pull out your phone in the app and you can catch little corn demons and collect them.
I'm not sure this is going to catch on as widely as Pokemon.
You don't think there's not going to be weirdos out there who's going to catch I hear there's a big boobied one. I want to catch that one.
Yeah, but I mean...
I think it'd work.
That's a different conversation.
We could do a trading card game, stuffed animals, action figures.
Well, I mean, I do admit Mume should be made into something. Although, based on her visual and her description, I feel like she has been incorporated in way like the monster in Rec is very Mume-ish.
I want to see a movie now with Mume and like the one move she has. This has to happen. Like she goes to attack somebody and someone goes, oh my God, that's her titty twister attack. And all she does is spin real fast because her boobs swing.
They just smack you.
They like just smack you as she's spinning.
Like a fan.
Yeah. And they call it the titty twister.
Yeah. All right. Start writing.
Yeah, she would pair up well with that other guy because he makes hurricanes, right? Or whatever, twisters.
The guy rolling around on the floor?
Yeah. Doesn't
he make sure. Oh, so he could get her in a whirlwind to get speed? Yeah.
Oh, and it'd be just God. Like it'd be breasts and corn tar flying everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's a really good idea. Yeah. We should write that movie.
I know, like I know that I play like 18 characters. I don't know that I want to play Mume so much.
You know what I think we should do though? Hear me out, right? This is what I think we should do.
Yeah, I'm listening.
We really should probably get one real celebrity in this. We should have them play Mume, right? So who?
Kim Kardashian.
I don't think Kim Kardashian would be in this.
She has kind of long breasts, right?
I feel like not.
I don't think
I'm thinking. I'm thinking of somebody else.
I'm thinking we should just find somebody to cast. If we got, you know, obviously, if we practical effects.
Yeah, I could see that. Need somebody with long breasts.
Well, if we got it. We gotta make fake ones.
Must have iron nipples.
And if we were smart, right, we're gonna get an Oscar winner to play this.
So, like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, sure. Liam Neeson, he could play the Hofferman and just flopping around a cornfield.
Yeah. No, Mume has to be the Oscar winner.
Yeah.
I mean, Liam Neeson can play Mume if you want.
Oh, that's true.
Got to get a lot of body prosthetics. Very
specific set of skills.
I feel like he, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. That's the ticket, right? And then we could have it be like a revenge story where someone's going to hunt Mume down. And she does like, she like slaps them with her boobs every time they try to get too close.
No, Mume's the hero of this story.
Wait, what do you mean she's the hero? She's literally a corn demon.
Yeah, I know, but we're making
it. She beats children to death with her boobs.
We're telling it from the sympathetic angle of why she's beating children.
How do you put sympathy on beating children to death with your boobs?
Eli, that's your job to
write. And then churning them into children butter.
I don't know.
She probably can't help it. It's accidental. She doesn't do it on purpose. You know, she's probably just trying to make these kids like some corn rolls, and she takes them back to her house, and she, you know, she's just excited to have visitors.
Yeah,
so she's kind of just around, like, you know, she's
dancing, you know, hey, kids, she's jumping, yeah, like, she's all excited,
and then she just next thing you know, she hits the kid, and the kid's like, "What are you doing? B word, hit me with your breasts," and then like it just spirals out of control from there. You know what I mean? Like,
and how does she make them into butter? What's your excuse for that?
Go ahead, because I just had a visual probably, in my head.
I mean,
that
I would say that, you know, she's making corn rolls for people, right? Uh-huh. And she has a butter churn.
Correct.
So the kids accidentally get hit and then fall in the butter churn.
She just keeps churning the butter.
She just didn't see it happen.
You know, I don't know if anybody's as big of a fan as me or anybody listening, but Edward Scissorhands is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. But you know, like the sad scene where he just keeps cutting up Vincent Price's face by accident, when he's trying to caress him. That's Mume with her boobs as she's trying to help.
She's basically Edward Scissorhands, except with long.
So let me get this straight. We're going to make the modern day remake of Edward Scissorhands
with Mume.
Yeah.
But instead of scissor hands, we're gonna have
it's Susie Mume, Iron Breast.
I was gonna say Mume long boobs.
Well, I mean, that's Mume, but
this might end up like we might have to make this NC-17 just for other things that be included in this. Especially if our new character is coming about. Because I feel like he might, depending on how much screen time he has.
Long Wiener Man.
Long Wiener Man, yeah. We need a better name. Look up the German wording for long wiener man.
Long wiener. I wouldn't.
That's true. Maybe I shouldn't put that. Or how about this? Maybe I'll look up the German for long sausage.
There you go.
There you go.
Go ahead.
You are German to English.
Well, it's just translate. I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want
schnitzel, right? I got to be part of it.
Our English. German. I forgot I don't know German, so I have to do this the other way. long
he just remembered, like, I forgot.
Sausage.
I thought I knew German my whole life, and I just all of a sudden right there.
Long sausage man in German would be Langwurst man.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Langwurst man. I wonder if you did snake penis.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you didn't want to look up long wiener, but you want to put in snake penis?
Well, I'm in the translate now. If we want to call him snake penis, it would be...
Why would we call him snake penis?
Because it would be schlongen penis.
That's too on the nose, though.
Schlongen penis.
Like, okay.
That's literally the name.
How about the long iron tip? Long iron tip would be... Lange Eisenspitze.
All right. Well,
I mean, this is our last show for sure, right?
I'm so glad you all listened.
I mean, like,
different ways to say long penis. Oh, man. You know what? The high school kids are going to love this.
The high school kids are going to love it.
Middle school.
Because remember when you were in high school and then you'd hear or middle school or high school, whatever, and you'd hear a foreign word for like a cuss word or a bad word, you'd be like, oh
yeah, you thought you were so cool.
Man. And then you like get on the bus and go, hey everybody. You know what shiza means? German for shit. Yeah.
Oh my god. How popular are these corn demons?
Well,
are they well known in like the farming community or like the cornfield community? The,
demons used to be more popular, but now like corn farming in Germany isn't as much as a thing.
Langerschritt.
What's Langerschritt?
Long crotch.
I literally forgot that this was all German. Like, so none of this has made its way here. Like,
they were kind of in the States with like German farmers. You know, but like the Fieldgeister, like they're different field spirits, which kind of sound more like Fae.
Okay,
they're kind of still popular, but I feel like the corn demons. You know, old Ragamume. No one pays attention to her anymore.
Mume's great. Oh, let's bring her back.
You probably go besides to cornfield the movie, right now. Like,
let's just bring her back.
She's probably laying on her boobs in a pile, just weeping because no one believes in her anymore.
Yeah, She's a yes sayer. Like, yeah, you gotta believe in her.
Maybe we can get Disney to make her the new Tinkerbell.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah. I mean, no. You just like instead of like in the new Peter Pan, you know, they just remade Peter Pan with Jude Law as Captain Hook. It's coming out next month, and just replace all the parts of Tinkerbell with this demon that hides in corn that has really long boobs with iron nipples that just leaks tar.
Sure, that will go over real well in Disney.
And refuses to wear a shirt. I'm assuming she hasn't refused to wear a shirt, but there's no shirt.
Yeah,
that
it's
can
not comfortable. It's yeah.
What if she just wore a shirt with like boob holes in it? You know.
Well, so either way, they'll just hang out the bottom.
What purpose? Well, she has to throw them over her shoulder though to walk.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So the whole, I get it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't wear a bra, but I feel like there's been some pretty good advances in bras. I mean, you know,
just pile them in.
Just
I don't know why she just doesn't wear a backpack, throw them over her shoulder, bra. Right in her backpack.
Mm-hmm. Sports bra to hold all that tight against her chest.
Or maybe we can get Nike to sponsor her to make a custom.
Was that song? That song that's like, "Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble?" Was that based on her?
Right. All these kids, like they know her power is only in the cornfield.
Can you tie a man a bow?
They stand outside. The cornfield. Sing that to her.
Yeah.
Like, your boobs hang low. and she's like, "Damn you, kids! Come into the cornfield." They're like, "No big boobs."
Oh my god. Good night.
Are they long enough for her to trip on? Like,
probably. Oh, you know what? If I was a high school
kid, it depends on the ones you look up. Some of them were just like long, but not like they were just stretched like to like her stomach or something. Like, if they're like on the floor, then I mean, she's tripping all over them.
If I
gotta assume like they get in the way and they're slow a little bit, iron definitely. And the tar.
As you step on your nipple and it's got an iron tip, it's gonna stab you right in the foot.
Wow.
And if I
why
was
are they so pointy? Why are they so pointy? Just nipples.
But like I feel like it's gotta be pointed shaped so that it can leak the tar correctly.
So
why does it be pointed shaped?
I don't know, like a funnel.
Can you imagine when it's cold outside?
Oh, it might be so cold. they freeze to they freeze the things.
No, that's probably why she doesn't wear a shirt. You rip right out at son of a bitch.
Like, that's true.
Oh my god.
If I was a kid, you know what would be a good defense mechanism? Just carry refrigerator magnets with you. And she starts chasing you, throw them, and like they'll be sticking to her nipples, and she'll be like, "Oh man, I gotta
hold on, I gotta clear my nipples off."
Yeah,
she just beat you with them on.
Well, the tar is be backing up. I mean, out no more.
She doesn't want to look like a fool with magnets hanging off.
You're throwing a Virginia is for lovers magnet, right on a nipple. That's embarrassing.
What's the Wild West Virginia?
Wonderful West Virginia.
He's like tossing one of them up there. You know what I mean?
Is this conversation? Or,
you know all those now how everybody gives out like those clips that you can like.
Do you think her little? Her little, whatever they're called, children. You think that they stick like their homework to her breasts
when
they
come over? Changeling children,
but like
maybe
like a good grade or something like that.
Let's put it on.
Can you just imagine? Like you're a changeling, right? You've been living with this big, long, iron nippled woman who just drags her boobs over her shoulder like a big gunny sack all the time, right? And then next thing you know, she's just throwing you some random guy, some random house in a bed. She's like, "You live here now."
Well, I mean, I probably want to get out of there as fast as possible.
Why she put her changelings in the bed? I don't know.
To torment the parents of the children because they're little demons. So
the changelings changed in to look like the baby.
The children. Yeah, the children. Yeah. I get that. But like, what is she accomplishing by putting...
Because they torment in the parents because they're demons. And like,
maybe she feels bad. She's like, well,
like destroy stuff.
Yeah, so let me replace it with this one.
I better give her this other thing. Do her kids have long nipples?
I don't know. It didn't say. That would be
a baby. Can she make baby mummies?
Well, the changelings are babies, but what if, to your point, Jeff, like they have the long iron nipple boobs too, but like when they change to take the shape of the children, that's the only thing they can't change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like your parent, like the parent goes into almost checking the baby. They're like, don't remember the baby having this
long.
It's like the animals. It's the animal situation.
Do any of the cows have long teats?
No, I didn't read anything. Like the corn steers, they just walk around the corn and make it grow.
Yeah, these horrible demons, they just make corn grow. Yeah, they're just I don't really understand.
Some of them, you know, like I said, it's like a Disney character. They should make a Disney cartoon about one of these benign ones. It's like, I don't really want to be a demon. I just want to grow corn so I have unlimited popcorn. That's all. Yeah. Or they're like, until I can find a witch who I'll carry, as Jeff so rightfully pointed out in the witch episode, carry corn kernels in my pocket. So when they lightning strike my crotch,
it just makes
popcorn. Or a Bigfoot to marry, you know?
Oh,
it's
easy.
It's like, we could, there we go. There's our, we could have one of these corn demons. It's the cow. And then the whole story is just them trying to find a Bigfoot to marry.
What if the cows
titslinger ain't having it, you know what I mean? She's like the Wicked Witch of this story.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And what if Bigfoot doesn't actually like cows? He's looking for a corn steer to marry because then he'll have unlimited
corn growth. But he has to kiss a cow to
figure it out.
Change it into a corn
demon. Wait, are you saying Bigfoot makes corn demon cows?
No, I mean, I'm just saying that like that's how you would uncover the corn demon was if Bigfoot kissed it.
How did we get here?
You know exactly. Yeah, that's true. Would you do it CG or animated style?
I mean, I feel like Disney. If Disney would do it CG, Pixar. This would be a Pixar.
For sure.
Then it's animated.
Yeah.
But
yeah, who's doing the voice of the corn demon cow?
Woody Harrelson.
Okay, who's doing the voice of Bigfoot?
Bigfoot doesn't talk.
Okay. Who's doing the voice of Ron Mume?
Helen Mirre.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How are you coming up with these?
Wow. You got an all-star cast there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Disney don't play around. No. You know?
Yeah, I feel like for Bigfoot, they'd hire Vin Diesel because it seems like in all these animated movies, he only makes
He only has like two.
He gets paid $5 billion. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's just like, I'm Bigfoot. That's what he says all the time.
That's the only noise he'll make.
He just says, like, I like corn.
Or at the end, he'll say one word. It'll just be family. Boom. You imagine the merchandise he'd sell? Once again, big stuffed, long boob, iron nipple.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuffed animals.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, Jamie. Say this podcast eventually, because you and I have a number of tattoos. Mm-hmm. Say the podcast ends up getting sponsored by Big Corn, right?
Big Corn,
Big Corn, the big corn industry. Say a company, they're like, hey, we're a new corn company. We're called Rog and Mume Corn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll pay you
the name.
We'll pay you each $500,000 to, if we can, one, sponsor the Campfire Tales, it'll be called Rog and Mume Corn. Presents the Wicked Log presents Campfire Tales, Rog and Mume edition.
Okay.
And we also want to see
iron nipples.
Parentheses, the iron nip tips. And they want one of us to get, or you know, they want both of us.
Yeah, I knew you changed that real fast.
And we both have to do it, get Rog and Mume tattooed on our arm, but her boobs have to go from our arm down our sides to
absolutely
our legs.
Absolutely not.
Looks like we're missing out on $500,000.
I'll do it.
Well, they want Jamie to do it for sure. Because they're like, okay. Because the reason being, they're like, you know, when we make the Pixar animated series, we hear that you're a big Disney fan. She wants her on board. And Jeff, they're like, we hear you don't know how to judge heights and measurements. So we don't really want you involved. Like,
hey, why is that lady's breast 48 feet long? I don't even understand what's happening. Like, it's almost as tall as Bigfoot's backhoe. You know what I mean?
Like, you want to do that for $500,000 and to be sponsored by Big Corn?
No.
They make you the corn queen every year at the Big Corn Festival.
I'm not having boobs drawn queen. From my arm to my, what was it? My
they would do Rogan Mume on your arm, right?
Yeah.
But then her boobs would twist around, go up your arm.
Yeah, no.
Down like, your side to like your knee.
You had me at Mume looking cool. Like if I could come up with some, but then her boobs had to wind around my whole body.
Yeah.
And no, thank you.
$500,000 sponsored by Big Corn and you're the corn queen?
Nope.
Wow.
You know, we also made it a whole episode without talking about Eli's peanut butter corn. Whatever thing.
Well, I think that's like that's a jinx though. If you talk about it, three times in one episode, Ragged Mume shows up.
And let's be honest, like no corn demon wants to be involved in somebody who
puts nobody
peanut butter and a bird seed on a corn cob to feed birds. Like,
no, that's where the demons come from. You do something so atrocious to them, and they're just like,
you see, that's the ritual to create a corn demon.
No. Oh, maybe. What I was saying is it's like that's what the demons punish. Like you making peanut butter.
Corn cob.
Oh, that's how they punish you.
Because of monstrosities. Yeah, they're so offended that's what you do with their their being. That's how the demons come.
What are they going to do with them? If they're just having you make all these.
No, they're not having make them. They're punishing
you're
you.
Doing
oh,
that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how you get, that's how you incur the ire.
You're defiling the corn.
So maybe that's the start. Defiling. Maybe that's the start of their movie, right? You have a little kid making one of those.
Defiling corn.
He's making one of the corn cob.
Gets off the bus and decides, I'm just going to cut through the cornfield.
Yep.
To go home. And then.
Bam.
Boom, bam, big done. Boob comes out.
Because he's just like they're doing that thing where he's just like walking and then like, it's just out of the corner of his eye. He's like a boob just go around the corner. Like, you know, like,
quick flash boob.
Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, could you imagine if it hit you in the eye with the tip?
No, that's painful.
No, you're dead. You're dead.
I've been hit in the eye by non-iron tip boobs and it ain't pleasant.
Oh, my God. I swear. You know, they said it couldn't be done, but we managed to talk about boobs for a whole episode.
Guys, we also talked about a rock for an hour, so I'm really not surprised.
That's true. We did talk about
the things we can accomplish. Is
hey, the fact that I even found real corn demons, I was like, there's no way.
Real.
They're drawings. People still.
Well, we're going to bring them back into. We're definitely bringing Mume back into the general public. That's a goal of.
Maybe we should convince Dave to make a Rog and Mume t-shirt. Like, or it can even be something if he doesn't want to do a picture. It can literally
you could do like one of those shirts where like the shirts where you're like have a bikini on.
The boob wrap all around it.
Yeah. But no, like just the
hanging ones.
Yeah, like
they come to the bottom of the shirt or they go off the shirt.
Or I was gonna say like, I got hit with Rog and Mume's boobs and all I got was a shirt.
Like a jumpsuit, right? Because your boobs have to be down by your feet with the iron nipples.
That's true. And like we put actual magnets in them. So, like, if you go to put a magnet on it, it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Somebody send this to Dave.
Yeah.
TM. I don't know. You might want to save this for movie merchandise.
I like how you TM. Oh, that's true. Well, if Pixar does it, they're going to do much better. Like, can you imagine the Lego kit, the Rog and Mume Lego kit? It'd be the most like, piece Lego
Mom,
thing.
I can't find my iron nipple piece for my Rog and Mume Lego kit.
No, I mean, if it's a whole Lego kit, it's going to be like a few iron pieces. Like, the nipple itself is going to be like
her corn lair, right? Isn't
it? No, that's where she lives, in a corn lair.
Yeah, right.
It just states she has a corn lair in the cornfield.
Hmm.
I'm assuming like she makes an underground lair and then just lines with like corn stalks.
I mean, are cornfields like really big in Germany where the people can't get to the center of them?
Really? I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure they're like, there's some bigger ones, but I don't think they're like American cornfields.
Because like, what's a big thing? Started all these then.
Well, I mean, the whole state of Nebraska is a cornfield, right?
I've never been to Nebraska.
Well, neither have I, but I knew one of those states out there.
Yeah, we'll just assume the whole state. Yeah. Literally, as soon as you head out the highway, as soon as you hit Nebraska, you're driving through corn.
Nebraska was called the corn state.
The corn huskers.
The corn state.
Okay, but it doesn't mean that it's just all.
Oh, nope. I'm sorry. It's Iowa. Iowa grows the most corn and is called the corn state.
What's Nebraska's tagline?
We're
not the corn state.
Oh, Nebraska also claims to be the corn state.
I was gonna say, like, there's like
they call themselves the corn huskers. The
corn huskers, yeah.
Do they fight over who's the corn state?
Probably.
It says Nebraska brags that they grow more corn per acre than, they brag that they grow more corn per acre than the other state, but they're ranked third in the nation for corn production. So
that's behind Iowa and what's the other one?
Behind Iowa, Illinois. Yeah. Hmm. And you'll never believe this. The fourth largest state for corn production. Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess corn doesn't grow in the wintertime, so. You know, all those flat states out there, you know,
they have winter though.
Who does?
The flat states.
Where do you suppose Ragamomes goes in the winter?
You think she has like a winter home?
Maybe.
She goes to Florida.
She's like Florida, yeah.
And hangs out in like orange groves. She's got her boobs draped all across orange grove trees, so she can like suntan them.
No, she's just on the beach. They're just hanging on the side of her.
Maybe but how hot like would that nipple get, though?
Maybe she's like a breast wolf.
She puts covers on them.
Oh, okay. Instead of a werewolf, she turns into... Her boobs get real long in the summertime. You know what I mean? Like, come spring. Like, she's a regular lady the rest of the year.
So once a year, she becomes Dragon Moon.
Yeah.
And she has like, the need to go to a cornfield.
It's starting to get, it's like, you know how you're not supposed to wear like, I don't know, white pants after Labor Day or something like that. You know what I mean? It's the same deal.
Does she
whatever
like,
time of year.
When it starts to happen, she's like, it's Moomade time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's about time to start growing these bad boys out again.
Like you hear them, like they hit the ground. Clink, clink.
April showers bring long boobs. She says it.
And rust.
No, they don't rust.
Iron rust, though. How would she have galvanized?
Like, it's coated, son.
How would it be coated?
Like, you don't just let your iron nipples out there.
But wouldn't that be more demon-like?
She's undercoated. No, she's undercoated.
She goes to Walmart every year and gets the undercoat spray. Sprays her nipples.
Come on, Tony, give me the works, she says.
Good God. Oh, my God. Well. Give yourself a round of applause, everybody. We did it.
You get me to work, so I'll give you the works. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, God forbid if she ever walks through your house with a hardwood floor, because you know there's just going to be two scratch lines everywhere she walks.
That's ignorant, too. Yeah.
Everywhere
she walks. It's like, come on, Ragamumi. I invited you over.
Yeah.
And you just pick up your breasts when you're here.
She didn't put them over her shoulder.
Yeah, but for the one picture,
I think that's only when she's running, when she's chasing a child.
When she's in casual mode,
she doesn't need to throw them over her shoulder, you know.
Casual mode.
She's just like out at a cocktail party or something like that, you know. So
I mean, but who would let her in a cocktail party? She can never wear like a top.
That's a pretty ignorant statement. I mean,
her boobs hang on the ground.
It's not very inclusive of you, Eli.
You're filled with tar, just leaking tar all over the place.
Well,
not her fault. God. Well. Hey, Jamin, anything you want to tell the fine folks about?
No, good.
Fair enough.
No. Jeff? She doesn't even want to admit she's on the show.
Jeff, you got anything to tell folks about?
Yeah. Well, you can also check myself and Eli out and sometimes other special guests on Lord Masters of the Absurd, where we talk about movies from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and a bunch of other random nonsense. LordMastersOfTheAbsurd.com, any place you listen to podcasts, YouTube, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
You know what? I don't think we've talked about long boobs yet.
No, I think we might have to have a special episode.
We have to find a long boob. We'll call it the long boob episode.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make that Rag and Mume movie. We'll just do that, because there's no longer boobs in Rag and Mume.
There's like an anime.
A Mume movie.
Wait, do you want to do a Rag and Mume anime?
No, there's an animated short film
about Rag and Mume.
Yeah, Rag and Mume mythic horror animation on YouTube. Yep.
Oh my god! I thought we TM'd it. Is theirs TM'd?
I don't think so.
If there's no TM,
it's
ours.
Fine. We got it.
Or the Rye Mother, she's also called.
The Rye Aunt, the Rye Mother?
Yeah, the Rye Aunt, he said.
Yeah, because the actual translation is Rye Aunt.
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
Hey, everybody. Well, you can also, if you enjoyed this episode of the Campfire Tales, you can, please rate us wherever you listen to your podcast. 5 stars. Just like when the corn demons of good come into your cornfield and grow. Me too would like to grow with 5 stars.
Yeah, this conversation is totally 5 stars.
Yeah, five-star conversation. Five-star worthy. Leave a comment. How would you deflect Rag and Mume's boobs if they were flying at you? Shield or sword?
That's the next John Wick movie.
Oh, he has to fight. They can call him Baba Yaga, and he's going to fight Rag and Mume.
He's going to fight Rag and Mume.
I dig him. You can also listen to episodes on the YouTubes. So check us out there. Like, follow, subscribe. You can also check out our website at wickedwild.com, where we have movie reviews and travel reviews and fun stuff. You can also check us out on the Twitters.
Surprisingly, not a lot of long breaths on our website.
That's true. We're
trying to get it updated. So
that is our 2023 promise. Long breath.
Year of the wiener / long breath.
Long breath. I dig it. You can also check us out on Slasher, which is a new horror like Twitter. That was while we are. You follow us there.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I couldn't remember.
Even know what it is.
I couldn't remember the name of Slasher. And then while I was saying Slasher, I was like, could I change the name of Twitter to Teeter for Long Teat? I do such good on. So keep listening. All the fun stuff and all the fun stuff we do and all the long boob knowledge we bring you. We may be the most knowledgeable people in the United States about long tar filled iron nippled boobs.
You know what? That might be interesting.
Congratulations. I would imagine by the end of the year, one of us, if not all three of us, will be on a lecture circuit in universities across America.
I thought you were going to say one of us, not all three of us, are going to have long boobs by the end of the
year. Well, that could happen too. Yeah. All right, buddy. Catch y'all next time.
Better hit the gym a little more.
No, live that Rag and Mume life.